Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where it's all about losing weight, getting strong, and being the fittest and healthiest man that you can be in your 40s. I'm your host, Jimmy, the MC Kim, aka the Kind Intelligent Man, and I'm back with another episode for you guys today. Before we get into today's episode, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Hit me in the comments, tell me what you want to hear in this upcoming season where it's all about being the fittest in our 40s. And of course, you can find me on that social, on that Instagram, on that Facebook, on that LinkedIn, even if you want to make that business connect with me. But you guys all know, your guy over here, MC Kim, loves it the old school way, which is the email way. So of course, hit me up on the email at mckim@remixmyfitness.com. And now, let's get into today's show. Today's show is all about the number 500. And why that's so important for you to start losing weight today. And I'm not talking about the 500 a day calorie diet. That is ridiculous. Nobody should ever be going on some 500 calorie a day diet. I mean, unless you're 10 pounds, you know, I don't even think my kids eat 500 calories a day. You know, diving into this episode, I want to see what other things are out there. So I typed in Google search 500, and the very first thing that popped up was a 500 calorie a day diet. And I thought, whoa, that I didn't even know something like that existed. And it is ridiculous. Don't ever do it. Okay. I want to talk about why 500 calories a day is such an important number for weight loss. All right. So last week I shared all these tips on how you can start losing weight today. And the number one tip that I gave was, you know, the first thing that you do need to do is you need to get into some sort of calorie deficit. So you need to somehow reduce calories. And this is where I first mentioned 500, right? So why 500? 500, an easy number to know and an easy number to remember, because in 1 pound, okay, in 1 pound, okay, there's 3,500 calories. So if we can somehow burn 500 calories through exercise, physical activity, or if we can reduce 500 calories through eating less, through our nutrition, through our diet, then in a week, we can lose 1 pound. Now, I find that much more sustainable, okay, and much easier than going on some crazy crash diet. I'll even throw in the keto diet. I'll even throw in the paleo diet, the intermittent fasting, all that stuff. I mean, those things have a time and a place for it. But in terms of your regular life, in terms of your day to day, I think if you're looking to lose weight today, and if you're looking to do it the smart way and I think personally the easy way, thinking about everything in 500 is going to be so important for you. Okay, so let's get right into it. As I've mentioned, you can reduce your calories by 500, okay, by eating 500 calories less worth of food, and of course you can exercise 500 calories worth, okay, but that is a lot of work to start in the beginning, and I like to kind of break it down into halves, okay. I love the middle way of doing things, okay. So that's 250. If we can somehow burn off 250 calories, and we can also reduce 250 calories in our diet, It's a much easier way to go about doing things, okay? So I'm going to share you some of the strategies on how we can do this, because this should be the very first thing that you should be doing when it's time to start the path of losing weight, all right? So let's talk about burning off the calories first, because this is the easiest barrier of entry when it comes to losing weight. Starting exercise today, starting physical activity today, because you don't need to overhaul your diet. You don't need to throw out things in your fridge or in your cupboards or anything like that. Okay, you can start exercising today, and you don't need any fancy equipment. We're talking about, you know, this show is all about how to do it at home, right? And you can exercise at home. And if you don't know what to do, or if you don't know how many times to do it, or if you don't know the order of things, then the easy way is going to the remixmyfitness.com website and downloading the free workout guide that is available to you there. There's no equipment necessary. It's all body weight. It's going to take you 15 to 30 minutes to do, depending on how many sets that you're going to do it. I list how many times you need to do something, how many sets you can do it up towards, and it's going to be a full body weight workout where we hit all the major muscles, which is going to be efficient for you to burn the most calories in the shortest period of time. Now, all you got to do, like I said, visit remixmyfitness.com or visit the show notes of this episode, and you'll get the link, and it's free. Now, of course, there isn't just home workouts that are available to you. You know, there are other ways that you can burn off, you can burn off 250 calories. Okay, I'm going to go over a couple quick examples here. Okay, so the first example, as I already kind of mentioned, is circuit training, and that's what's in the free guide. So in about 20 to 30 minutes, you can look to burn up to 243 to 275 calories. Now the numbers I've calculated, they are all on the show notes, and I've calculated the numbers using a 200 pound man. Okay, a 200 pound man, or who does a certain time of exercise, they're going to burn off these calories, okay? Other examples are strength training. So working out with weights, working out with kettlebells, going to a gym, and in 30 minutes, you're gonna burn off more calories, right? Because you're gonna have more resistance, you're gonna have more resistance available to you. So you're looking at about 273 to 325 calories for a 30-minute strength training session. We can also look at running. If you don't like lifting weights, you don't like doing any of that bodyweight stuff, you can look at running. So if you run 6.7 miles per hour, okay, 6.7 miles per hour, which is like a moderate run, okay, you're looking at, for 15 minutes, you can burn exactly 250 calories if you are a 200-pound man. A 20-minute cycling at 12 to 14 miles per hour, you're looking at 280 calories. And if you want something low impact, a 50-minute walk at 3 miles per hour, you're going to burn 250 calories as well. Okay, so we have strength training, we have circuit training, we got running, we got cycling, we got walking. So all this stuff, you know, pretty low on the lower end, lower end pieces of equipment that you need. If you have some weights, if you happen to have a bike, you know, great ways to incorporate different tools and different things to be able to get fit. Okay. All right, so let's move on to number two, which is swap your snacks. You know, especially now that many of us are working from home, our snack uptake between meals have really increased. Now, of course, don't get me wrong. Eating snacks is a great way to keep hunger at bay before your next meal and keeping your blood sugar levels even so you don't get very hangry. Now, your guy over here, MC Kim, doesn't really get very hangry very often, but I've seen it firsthand. Mrs. MC Kim, on the other hand, gets very hangry very, very often if she doesn't get her snacks in between. Now, when we lean towards our snacks, sometimes we lean towards the higher end, right? They usually happen to be a little bit faster, a little bit more accessible, but if we take a little bit more time into picking the right snacks, you're going to really reduce those calories big time. So for example, if you're a chocolate bar kind of person, right, you're looking at about 200 to 250 calories depending on your chocolate of choice. Right, or if you're looking at a bagel with cream cheese, which is one of my favorite snacks to consume, that's almost 400 calories. Can you believe that? 400 calories? I forget every time I eat one, but I always remind it very quickly when I decide to look it up. That's 379 calories to be exact. And for my donut people out there, ooh, you guys know. You guys know. You don't even need me to tell you, but that's 269 calories for just a glazed donut. Nothing on top, and a regular bag of chips. And I'm talking regular, I'm talking the smaller size, the snack pack kinds that you can get, 160 calories for just a regular plain old potato chip. Now, what can you swap those snacks for? Okay, we're looking at, like, if you take a whole bag of popcorn. Now, of course, we're going to exclude that butter, though, right? That is 100 calories. Two boiled eggs, getting that protein in between for your snacks, that is 156 calories. And a medium apple, 95. 10 almonds. Now, the almonds and the nuts, you got to be careful about, because, look, 10 almonds equals 70 calories. So imagine 20 almonds, or like a fistful of almonds. That is, you can get up there real, real, real fast. And even though they're a healthy choice, they are very high calorie choice, as they're a very fatty type food. Now moving on to number three, which is skip those seconds. Another easy way to decrease your daily caloric intake is by just saying no to that extra plate of food. Now, if you are hungry, feel free. Reach for that extra plate of fruits, reach for that extra plate of vegetables, that salad. Just making sure that salad isn't a potato or macaroni or pasta salad. You guys know what kind of salads I'm talking about, right? Like the green, the veggie, the fruitful kind of salad. So number four, also just saying no to fried foods. Now, I know fried foods, a staple food item at any game or any fight night, but not only is each bite jam-packed with calories, but almost all fried foods, I'm going to go out there and even say all fried foods, are incredibly high in sodium as well, which is going to retain that water, which is going to cause that bloating, and it's just going to make you just feel fatter, to be very to be very honest with you, if the fried foods aren't enough, right? So, for example, a medium-sized fries, okay, I'm not gonna name the maker, but they do start with an M as well. A medium-sized set of fries over here, 400 calories. 400 calories, not only is it 400 calories, 230 grams of sodium. That is 10% of your daily sodium intake for the day, which doesn't sound so bad, right? But it's a lot. It's a lot for something that's going to barely fill you up. Another example I want to give, fried chicken breast. And I put in the chicken breast on purpose, one, because it is the biggest piece of chicken that you could probably get at any fried place. In this case, a very popular chain, also starting with the same letter as popular. You guys might get a guess. 380 calories. You think, all right, 380 calories, that isn't so bad. But check this out. 1,230 grams of sodium. That's right, 1,230 grams of sodium in that fried chicken breast. So not healthy at all. It is something that I used to tell myself as a kid, and even I'll be honest with you, as an adult, I'm gonna eat this fried chicken breast. It's a healthier choice for me. It is not. Out of all of them, this has the highest amount of sodium in most fried foods. Okay, and moving on to our very last tip. Okay, and I got a few other bonus tips, but this is the very last big one here, which is use a dish. Okay, we're at home, right? We're at home. We might as well use those plates, those bowls, those cups, because have you ever crushed a whole bag of potato chips in one sitting while watching something on TV before? Because if you're nodding yes, like I have, then you have just eaten over 1,000 calories. And don't get me started on the sodium intake. You know, those bag of chips behind, when you look at the nutritional fact, they give you the calories for like 6 chips, 8 chips, not for the whole entire bag. And I know I have crushed many of potato chips in my time while watching TV. You know, putting food on a plate or a bowl and a cup, as I mentioned, will help with that portion control on those high calorie snacks. And, you know, this is where you need to follow tip number 3, which is to skip the seconds. Once you commit to that bowl, once you commit to that plate, you got to just stick with that one. All right. Now, there are a few honorable mentions that I want to make that you can also find ways to cut out 500 calories, which is don't drink your calories. You know, we're talking about sweet juices, soft drinks, iced teas. You know, they're just so high. Not only are they high in calorie, but they're high in sugar as well. Now, when you go out to eat or when you order in, you portion half your food to eat later. Okay. Another little tip that I like to kind of give with this is, you know, whenever I go out to eat with my family, my wife and my two kids, my wife, she's a little bit more on the petite side, and my kids, you know, they're kids. So, but for some reason, they all have very big eyes. Okay. Big eyes in what we like to say is, you know, they want to eat everything on the menu, but you know, their appetites are relatively pretty small. So your guy here, MC Kim, hasn't ordered a meal for himself at a restaurant or when it comes to Uber Eats or eating out. I don't order any food for myself because I know that I'll eat my food and then I'll eat the rest of their food and the rest of their takeout food and all that stuff like that. And I know that kind of sucks, you know, if I could be honest, because there's some things I want to eat, but, you know, they don't want to order. They just never order in general. But, you know, it's a way for me to save calories and eating out anyways. Like, it's not the greatest thing for yourself. Another honorable mention is making a low-calorie substitute when you can. Okay, when you can, especially if you're cooking it at home. Like, I'm all for cooking at home and cooking the way you want to cook. But if you can, you know, subbing like yogurt for cream cheese or cottage cheese for mozzarella cheese, you know, those are going to be little ways that you can find ways to substitute foods of high calorie foods for lower calorie ones. Now, this is all well and good, right? This is all well and good. These are five tips that I think are, you know, common sense in a lot of cases, but also, you know, hard to do, right? They're hard because they require discipline. Trying to reduce 500 calories a day is going to be difficult and is going to require a lot of self-control. Now, don't make any radical changes all at once. Pick one thing to start with today. Okay, just one thing out of the five. And just a recap here, that is to start exercising, start burning those 250 calories. The list, as I mentioned, a lot of these is just 30 minutes. You know, 20 to 30 minutes of exercise will generally get you about 250 calories. Swapping your snacks from the bad ones to the good ones, and I think we all know what the bad ones are. Skipping on seconds, just saying no to fried foods, and using a dish when it comes to your snacks. If you start doing one of those things today, okay, you're going to start reducing calories ASAP. Not tomorrow, not the next day. You will start reducing calories today. Now, as I mentioned earlier in this podcast, breaking up the task of reducing calories through exercise and food will be the key to your success and longevity to you losing weight. Because one of the worst things that you can do to your body is something called yo-yo dieting, okay? That means that you lose weight and then you gain it back and you repeatedly do this to yourself. And I'm going to tell you from experience, one of the worst things that you can do, okay? You feel good when you lose weight and then you feel terrible when you gain it back. And when you gain it back, you gain it back even more. So those are my tips for you today on how you can reduce those calories, how you can get to that magic 500, okay? That magic 500 so you can start losing 1 pound this week. I would love to hear from you listeners out there, okay? Hit me in the comments, hit me in the email, hit me on that social on Facebook, LinkedIn, or on Instagram. What is the one tip that you're going to start with today? What is the one thing that you're going to do? Are you going to start exercising? Are you going to start to swap your snacks, skip your seconds? You know, stop eating those fried foods or using a plate or a bowl for your snacks. I would love to know. Hit me up. Of course, you know, subscribe to the podcast as well. All right. So I think that's about it for this week's episode. I wish all you men out there a very good luck into starting that habit change. And you don't need to wait for a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Okay. You can start doing it today. Start now. That is the number one thing that you can do for yourself starting now. Above all tips out there that I'll ever give, starting today, starting at this moment, will be the number one thing that you can do for yourself. So until next time, don't forget to go out there and set some goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to have fun. Peace.